Brain.fm is a science-backed platform that delivers entrainment via music that helps you focus, relax, and meditate. Keep listening to this episode for a special offer just for listeners of Rethinking Podcasting, and thanks to Brain.fm for their support of this show. Hey there, welcome back to Coffee with a Podcaster. If you're listening to this on the day it releases, you're probably wondering where I've been. And it's not a pod fade kind of thing. I know why I said that in the first episode, that wasn't going to be what happens here because I planned it incredibly well. But as I'm sure you can understand, as time progresses and as you do more episodes of a podcast, you start to realize that maybe it's not the thing you wanted. And even more than that, it was successful enough for yourself and your business that you actually ran out of time. And that's why my episodes stopped. Because I was incredibly busy doing my freelance podcast editing and production for clients. So much so that I ran out of time. In fact, I didn't even have enough time to take a break and look after my health. So it was incredibly important that this podcast take a break. But the intention was always to come back. Even though I haven't been here, I always wanted to return to make sure that I can give you, the podcasting and podcast editors of this world, what I know, what I've learned, and the things that I think about, because the podcast industry is changing. You may have noticed it that 2025 is going to be the year of video. Not that every podcast will be doing video, but that everyone's going to be arguing about it. And I think it's really important to have a voice in the podcast industry that isn't focused on generating leads, creating content, and selling you services, but instead sitting down and soliloquizing, philosophizing, internally discussing, and asking you questions to challenge the ideas that we're currently talking about in the podcast industry. Now, that is a big heavy drop for the beginning. And to start off, I should have thanked you for staying around as long as you have. If you are a new listener, and you've recently discovered this podcast, and this is your first episode, then welcome. This is the one that's going to tell you what to expect for Coffee with a Podcaster for this year. Let's get into it. Coffee with a Podcaster in 2025 is going to be all about you. But it's going to be a little bit about me as well. I want to make sure that I have a platform to share with you the thoughts that I have on a daily basis to keep you informed of what I know and start you thinking and challenging the ideas in the industry. So what we're going to do here from now on is not do a twice a week or weekly episode. I'm going to try and stick to a cadence, but I'm not going to promise it. What I am going to promise is that there's going to be episodes for podcasters who are looking to improve their craft, and podcast editors or podcast professionals who are looking for professional development. Because over the last 6 months, the thing that I've realized, and what I didn't realize before when I was creating the episodes, is that there's a bit of a content gap in the middle between the 101 content, the stuff that gets people slingshot into producing their own podcasts, getting into the technical details, audio editing, video editing, the things that they need, and having a product that they can refine into an efficient, fulfilling workflow and consistently build on that recurring improvement. So for podcasters, podcast editors, and professionals, I'm looking to fill that gap. I want to talk about not just the beginning of things, like I did in the first 10 or so episodes of this show last year, but instead we're going to be talking about the intermediate to advanced stuff. Now, this is going to be accessible to everybody. I want to make sure that I explain it in a way that even if you're visiting the podcast for the first time, you understand what I'm telling you. You're going to come away with actionable advice that you can use for yourself. But the main thing that I'm going to be doing here is removing the guardrails, the obstacles, the thing that make it really hard to access. So there won't be any fancy intros and outros, as much as I enjoyed creating the intro to the first few episodes of the podcast. It's going to be me talking to you and giving you direct value. Now, part of the reason that I want to target podcasters, editors, and professionals is because those are the people that I want to speak to. If you're a coach or a business owner or someone who's discovered that they want to start a movie chat show with their mates, this might not be the podcast for you. If you're interested in learning more about the podcast industry, exploring ideas and current trends, even in existing podcasts that can tell you things that you need to know, then this is for you. This is where we're going to talk about audio and video gear, apps and software, troubleshooting, mindset and approach, planning, design and support, the current trends in podcasting, podcasting news, industry knowledge, and one of my favorite topics that I'm hoping to build some content for in future is workflow design and how that can make you incredibly efficient with creating high quality podcasts. So if you're around for the intermediate stuff, maybe you've just finished a course where you've gotten started with podcasting and the editing side or the planning side or just creating content has become an interest to you. And anything that I talk about is going to even be vestigial knowledge that you'll need to get things going with your podcast, then hang around, make sure you subscribe and have a listen. My goal this year is to help as many podcasters and podcast professionals as I can with what I talk about. So hang around if this is you. Now, your spidey sense is probably starting to prick up. You're like, okay, this is the bit where he tells me what the offer is. Where does the money go? What do I pay him to get a little bit more than what we're getting in this podcast? Funny thing is, I'm not going to be asking you that. I'm not going to say that there won't be a product down the line, say a mastermind or a learning course or even webinars that I offer to you through this podcast as an exclusive opportunity to get access to further knowledge from me. But this podcast is always going to be freely available and it's going to have stuff in it that I really want to talk about. So if ever you are curious to have a conversation with me, Matthew Bliss, about the podcasting industry at all, then maybe head to the podcast first and see if I've talked about it. And then maybe get in touch and see if you want to have a further conversation about it. Now, on that note, if you do want to support the show, the best thing you can do is listen to the episodes. Download them as they come out. As I said, it won't be a weekly or a bi-weekly, fortnightly, Americans, cadence, but it's going to be often enough that you might be pleasantly surprised when you refresh your feed and see that there's an episode there. There is going to be opportunities for you to get in on questions and content for the show, in which case you can email me directly with your question at business@mbpod.com. Now, there will be, on the odd occasion, an ad to help support the podcast and keep it rolling. This work takes time, and you know best, being a podcaster or podcast professional, the effort that goes into creating a podcast. So if you hear an ad, it's probably going to be to support the show, but also to support you. I don't want to advertise anything here that doesn't contribute directly to you as a podcaster or a podcasting professional. And I'll be making recommendations all through the episodes in the case that you do want to see what I do behind the scenes or wonder what I do to create the podcasts that I do for my clients and for myself. And there's always going to be some affiliate links in the show notes. So if you want to make a contribution that way by enjoying the products that I do, then make sure you check out those show notes and click them. Now, that's a lot of talk saying, hey, new year, new podcast, 2025, Coffee with a Podcaster. But this is going to be my brain dump. I'm going to be here sometimes once a week, sometimes several times a week, giving you the information you need to get into the industry and bump yourself up from the beginner podcaster up into the intermediate and advanced. And more importantly, challenging your ideas is something that I really think we need at the moment. Too often, people are getting thrown down the current of podcasting mainstream, being told things by people who don't actually know what they're talking about. And look, I might be one of those people as well, and would love to be challenged by any questions you have. So, the first episode will be coming soon. Make sure you stick around and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Part of the reason I recorded this episode is because my voice sounds awesome today. Probably won't be every episode, but hey, I like it. When you're focused and in flow, you're the most productive you'll ever be. Time slips away and the outside world disappears. Reflection and ideation have never been easier. Now, what if music could help you get there? and you could support this podcast while you do. Brain.fm delivers functional music made for your brain that shifts your focus through entrainment. With different modes for deep work, chilling out, sleeping, and even meditating, there's an entrainment model you can use to improve any activity. I personally use Brain.fm's deep work setting when I'm editing podcasts and writing copy because it reduces distractions and reliably brings my brain into flow state. It means I can focus for long periods of time and ignore distractions. There's even a mode for ADHD brains that increases the neural effect level to keep your attention, and I'll admit, I use this one constantly. I urge every podcaster I meet to give Brain.fm a go. And when you head to brain.fm/RTP, that's Rethinking Podcasting, you'll get a 30-day free trial, and when you make a purchase, you'll be supporting this podcast. So head to brain.fm/RTP for your free trial with more focus, deep work, and relaxation. Link is also in the show notes.